Trump says U.S. will pass on Ukraine peace talks if no progress soon, date modified colon 2025-04-19T0134:40.865Z, description colon Trump's comments came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that the U.S. could abandon talks. Comma dot, Trump says U.S. will pass on Ukraine peace talks if no progress soon, 16 hours ago, save. James Waterhouse Ukraine correspondent reporting from Odessa, Ruth Comer Ford BBC News, save, watch, Trump says U.S. will take a pass if no progress in Ukraine talks. Donald Trump has said the U.S. will take a pass on brokering further Russia-Ukraine talks if Moscow or Kyiv make it very difficult to reach a peace deal. The U.S. president told reporters in the Oval Office on Friday that he was not expecting a truce to happen in a specific number of days, but he wanted it done quickly. His comments came hours after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that the U.S. would abandon talks unless there were clear signs of progress within days. "We're not going to continue with this endeavor for weeks and months on end," Rubio said, adding that the U.S. had other priorities to focus on. This comes as Russian strikes on Ukraine continue, with two people reported killed and more than 100 injured in the northeastern cities of Kharkiv and Sumy on Friday. Moscow launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, and Russian troops have been advancing, albeit slowly, in eastern Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin has placed a number of conditions on any potential ceasefire. Trump's direct diplomacy with Putin and sharp criticism of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky have raised concern among NATO allies, who argue that support for Kyiv must be maintained. Ukraine minerals deal may not buy peace after Trump threat. When asked about a deal between Russia and Ukraine on Friday, Trump said, "We're talking about here people dying. We're going to get it stopped, ideally. Now if, for some reason, one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass." Despite the Trump administration's initial confidence that it could secure a deal quickly, attempts to reach a full ceasefire have yet to materialize, with Washington blaming both sides. Following a meeting with European leaders in Paris about a potential ceasefire on Thursday, Rubio told reporters on Friday, "We need to determine very quickly now, and I'm talking about a matter of days, whether or not this is doable. If it's not going to happen, then we're just going to move on," he said about truce talks. He admitted that a peace deal would be difficult to strike. Trump had said before he re-entered office that he would stop the fighting in the first 24 hours of his presidency. "It's not our war," U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio threatens to move on from Ukraine peace talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, when asked to respond to Trump saying he expected an answer from Russia on a ceasefire, said the negotiations taking place are quite difficult. "The Russian side is striving to reach a peace settlement in this conflict, to ensure its own interests, and is open to dialogue," he said. During a meeting with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni in Rome on Friday, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said he was still optimistic about ending the Ukraine war. "I want to update the Prime Minister on some of the negotiations between Russia, Ukraine, and also some of the things that have happened even in the past 24 hours," he said. "I won't prejudge them, but we do feel optimistic that we can hopefully bring this war, this very brutal war, to a close." EPA, Vance's comments followed separate news that Ukraine and the U.S. took the first step towards striking a minerals deal, after an initial agreement was derailed when a February meeting between Trump and President Zelensky erupted into a public shouting match. On Thursday, the two countries signed a memorandum of intent on setting up an investment fund for Ukraine's reconstruction as part of an economic partnership agreement. The aim is to finalize the deal by April 26, the memo published by the Ukrainian government says. The details of any deal remain unclear. Previous leaks have suggested the agreement has been extended beyond minerals to control of Ukraine's energy infrastructure, as well as its oil and gas. Ukrainian negotiators have tried to resist Trump's demands that a joint investment fund would pay back the U.S. for previous military aid, but have seemingly accepted his claim that it would help the country recover after the war ends. The memo said the American people desire to invest alongside the Ukrainian people in a free, sovereign, and secure Ukraine. Zelensky had been hoping to use the deal to secure a U.S. security guarantee in the event of a ceasefire deal, telling European leaders last month that a ceasefire without security guarantees is dangerous for Ukraine. The U.S. has so far resisted providing Kyiv with security guarantees. The White House argues the mere presence of U.S. businesses would put off Russia from further aggression, but that did not exactly work when they invaded in 2022, Reuters. A bakery was hit during a recent Russian strike on Sumy. Economy Minister Yulia Sviridenko announced the signing of the memorandum on X, with pictures of Sviridenko and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent separately signing the document over an online call. There is a lot to do, but the current pace and significant progress give reason to expect that the document will be very beneficial for both countries, Sviridenko wrote. Bessent said the details were still being worked out, but the deal is substantially what we'd agreed on previously. Trump hinted at the deal during a press conference with Meloni, saying we have a minerals deal which I guess is going to be signed on, next, Thursday, and I assume they're going to live up to the deal. So we'll see. But we have a deal on that. Ivana Klimpushtsintsadze, an MP and the chair of Ukraine's Parliamentary Committee on EU Integration, told the BBC the Ukrainian parliament would have the last word in the deal. She added, I hope that there will be enough reasoning to ensure that whatever is signed, and if it is going to be ratified, that it is in the interest of our country and our people. On Thursday, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha met Rubio and Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff in Paris to discuss how to end the war. Sybiha said they had discussed the paths to a fair and lasting peace, including full ceasefire, multinational contingent, and security guarantees for Ukraine. What minerals does Ukraine have and what are they used for? What we know about US Ukraine minerals deal, why Trump is struggling to secure fast ceasefire in Ukraine, war in Ukraine. Donald Trump, United States, Ukraine.